at the end of the day, the bank's going to look at the property. What is it going to cost the bank to run this property? Most of the time, they're going to underwrite it with a 45, 50% expense ratio, and you should be set.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
All right, I'm Javier Hinojo, and on this episode, I'm going to talk about underwriting an apartment building very quickly. Look, this is a big challenge for a lot of people that want to get into apartment investing. Even if you have invested in some rental properties, a fourplex, a duplex, or you flipped a lot of houses, the biggest question is, how do I know if I have a good deal? How do I underwrite an apartment building, right? So really quick, we have about 40 deals that we underwrite every single week, and it can take you hours to underwrite each one. So this one right here will take us about five, probably less than 10 minutes to underwrite, super quick, just gonna give you a ballpark idea if it's a good deal or not, if you should pursue it and spend another 30 minutes, an hour, maybe doing some more research, okay? So this is like back of a napkin, super quick underwriting, and you can do that from anywhere, okay? So let's start. Okay, so let's assume you have a 10 unit apartment building, and the rents are, let's keep it simple, that's $1,000 per apartment. If you multiply it times 10, that's $10,000 a month. In a year, it's $120,000, okay? So easy, grab whatever the rents, the gross monthly rents on all the apartments, okay, combined, and you multiply that times 12. So in this case, we have $120,000. Next thing you wanna do is I just divide it by two, right? Divide it by two or multiply by 50%, right? Basically, half of that is gonna go to expenses, right? You're gonna have, if it's like a 10 unit apartment building, you're probably gonna have a 10%, 8 to 10% management fee, right? You're gonna have maybe 1 or 2% on taxes. You're gonna do 8 to 12%, say 10% on maintenance. Okay, now you're gonna have some vacancy, right? You know, it's not gonna be occupied every single day of the year, right? You might have a 5% vacancy, you might have a 10% vacancy. We don't know what you're gonna have, right? Plus, you're gonna have your insurance, okay? And just everything else that comes along with it. You're gonna have probably a couple of, you know, maybe you have outside lights, couple little things just to add in there. So just to be safe, I divide it by 50% just because I want to be conservative. You could probably run it at 45%. If you do your own management, you could probably run it at 35%. But at the end of the day, the bank's going to look at the property and he's going to say, okay, what is it going to cost the bank to run this property? And most of the time, they're going to underwrite it with a 45% expense ratio or so. Just say 50% expense ratio and you should be set. All right, so let's back up. You have $120,000 a year worth of gross income. That's everything that came in, okay? Now you divide that by two. That gives you $60,000 in NOI. Basically, that's net operating income. That's all the income you're gonna make except, very important, except your mortgage payment, right? The loan to the bank. That 50% we subtract is everything, okay? Just a big number, okay? So let's take what I do from here. I gotta find out how much money I'm gonna make, right? So what I do is I go ahead and I open just any kind of mortgage calculator. I just use, for demonstration, I'm gonna use the Zillow Mortgage. You can get it on your app store, or if you got an Android, just download it, okay? Then what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna type in the price, right? The purchase price, whatever these guys want for their building. So let's say they want $1.4 million for their apartment building, okay? So I type in 1.4 million. Now you're gonna need about 20%, 25%, 30% down payment. So let's just assume it's a 25% down payment. So let's tap that in, 25% down payment. What is your interest rate? Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and use 4.25. You'll probably get a little bit less, but let's just say 4.25 right now. And in North Carolina, my property taxes are about 1.25-ish, somewhere around there. We're not gonna include any homeowners insurance, any HOA, any mortgage insurance, and your term should really be about 25 years, 25 year AM. Some banks will do a 30 year AM. Some banks do a 20 year AM. Basically means that's the length of your payments, but you will have a balloon payment. If you're buying a 10 unit, it's a commercial loan, you will have a 5, 7, or 10 year balloon payment. You can't take it like your house, like your home mortgage. You can't go the whole 30 years, right? You're gonna have to have a payment, a balloon payment at some point. So we're actually gonna use a loan term of 20 years, okay? I actually use 25, but we're gonna use 20. All right, so once I do all that, my mortgage payment, I'm actually going to remove the property tax because I kind of included that on the 50% expense ratio. Okay, so no property tax, just straight out mortgage payment, nothing else. No insurance, no property tax, no any kind of other fees. So the mortgage payment is $6,502. Okay, that's the mortgage payment. All right, so let's work it backwards now. After your expenses, you're making $60,000 a year, okay? After the 50% expense ratio, that means, right, how much money do you have left for your mortgage, right? Divide that by, let's go ahead and do 60,000 divided by 12. That means you have a $5,000 a month cash flow. If your mortgage payment is 6,500, it's just not gonna work, right? So let's change it to a 30 year, right? If you change it to a 30 year, that's $5,165. So 25 years is going to land somewhere in between, probably around $5,800, right? So it's definitely not a good deal because you can't even pay your mortgage. So definitely not a good deal. So let's back it up now. Let's say they want $1 million for it, all right? So let's back it up now. Go back to your calculator, right? Or maybe you come in and you offer them $1 million. Let's see. Let's offer them $1 million. Everything else stays the same. Your mortgage payment now in a 30-year AM is about $36.90. On a 20-year AM, it's $46.44. So let's meet somewhere in the middle there. Let's say that your mortgage payment is going to be $5,000. Still, right, you're still not going to make any money, right? There's still not enough money to be made on this property because they want, you know, $1 million for this property. So it's not going to work out even with your 25% down payment. Remember, you still got to put up $250,000. So that's how you can calculate right away if you got a good deal or if you don't have a good project. Now, so ideally, you'd probably want to get this around $800,000. If you get it for $800,000, your mortgage payment is going to be roughly 25-year AM, you're probably going to be about $3,300, right? And if you're cash flowing $5,000, that gives you $1,700 per month. Now, how do you know what kind of return you're going to make on your money? Remember, you had to put $250,000 down and you're making $1,700 a month. So what's 17 times 12? That gives you $20,400 in cash flow. So when you divide that by $250,000, that's the money you put in, you're actually getting about an 8% on your money, right? That's how much money your $250,000 is making you, right? Now, is that a good deal for you? It might be, might not be a good deal for somebody else. Hey, somebody may just want a 6% cash on cash. Somebody may want a 15% cash on cash, right? Whatever the return on their money is. For you, all depends what you want to do and what kind of return you want to get. We'll talk to you later. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.